Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Right now, we get the great privilege of visiting with Zach Ducheneau. He is a name I think a lot of us are familiar with, being from North Dakota. He's from South Dakota, but he is the administrator for the USDA's Farm Service Agency. And Zach, first of all, it's good to see you. And the great thing about you is, no matter where you are, I can always pick you out.
That's very good. Thank you, Eric. It's good to visit, and the privilege is mine. I get to be your administrator. Really proud to have this role and proud to work with Secretary Vilsack on the initiatives that we're delivering for the American farmer and rancher.
And for folks, I think most everybody knows, but you are from South Dakota. You ranch down in South Dakota. Maybe just give us a minute on your operation so people, if they don't know you, get a little bit more familiar.
You bet. My operation is now fully in the hands of the next generation. When I got this job, they said, you can do this job. You can even keep your ag interest, but you can't make policy in that regard. I'm not good at keeping my mouth shut. So I divested myself of any ag interests so I can be full-throated. Because as we've seen, especially in North Dakota and South Dakota, we've got a lot of work to do to get our livestock programs to where they really work for our producers. And if I owned a bunch of cows, I can't do that. So the next generation has that. We're a cow-calf operation on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation.
Zach, I'm curious, what gave you the push, though, to jump to this level and be, you know, one of the people in Washington, D.C.?
You know, I never dreamed I'd have this opportunity, and I spent the last 20 years of my life often griping and complaining about how the Farm Service Agency should be doing its work. And my joking response is, they said, well, you think you know every damn thing, come do it. But when I got the opportunity to do this, I truly believe that if you have the opportunity to serve the public, you should do it. And this is going to be one of the great honors of my life to be able to serve in this role. I make sure I'm accessible to all of our producers. I give my phone number out to every producer I meet, and I answer all of those calls and messages myself.
I usually brag about you when you're around because you're the only person from Washington, D.C. that I know that every time I've seen you speak, at the end, you're giving out your contact information, your email and phone number. And usually when you're talking with folks from Washington, and maybe rightfully so, I think a lot of people would understand if you didn't, but you end every conversation with giving that information and out. How important is it to you to keep that local contact?
I think it's critical. And I when I first started doing that, the staff around me said, man, you're not going to get much else done. I said, well, I'm here for a period of time. And if I don't stay in touch with what's going on out there in the countryside, I'm not doing justice to the role. So it's meant for some long nights and some working weekends, but that's what we're doing in the ag industry anyway. So it's the least I can do to be available. And my goal is to help maybe break that mold, break that connotation that bureaucrats are unapproachable, and ensure that the next administrator that comes out here to serve you all has to do the same thing, or you're asking them why not.
Want to get into some of the programs that obviously your agency is a part of. ERP2, we're talking just a little bit about that, to be honest. I haven't delved into a whole lot because that's some information that Senator Hovind came out with last week. But talk about ERP2 and how important it is.
Well, ERP2 is the second phase of the disaster assistance we were authorized to deliver last September. September of 2021, Congress said, we see all of the challenges that our producers are facing because of the climate change related disasters that are going on across much of the country. $10 billion was appropriated for us to use to help meet some of those needs, help producers get through that, weather that. $750 million for livestock producers, the rest of it for crop growers and for some other things, on-farm storage, dairy producers. So far, we've got $7.1 billion out in ERP Phase 1. What we did in ERP Phase 1, along with the Emergency Livestock Relief Program, is use information we already had available. Producers had already submitted this information to either us or the Risk Management Agency. So we use that to deliver the program and get it out in a more expedited manner. We started to roll those programs out in April and May this year. Record time. I don't know that there's ever been another program like the Emergency Livestock Relief Program where a producer didn't have to do anything. We used the information and we made the payment.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.